Team chants filled the air as about 240 runners from Southeast Alaska high schools met under sunny skies. The runners lined up, ready to take on the challenge, but the starting pistol wouldn't fire, so the organizers used something similarly loud.
It was awesome to have all of our fans and parents get to see our kids run, and all the volunteer help that we have is amazing.
Jamie Cabral is Petersburg's athletic director.
Overall, I think the boys did great. The girls did great. It was an awesome meet.
The Haynes team traveled the farthest, bringing a dozen students by ferry. Chaperone Jane Cowart said they included some runners in their first year of racing.
There's a good menagerie from freshman to senior, and I think they're all just feeling their way out, finding their place, and doing well.
What do the kids get out of an event like this?
Self-confidence and a team spirit, because you run by yourself, but yet you run together as a team, and to learn to encourage one another and build one another up.
Juneau's Thunder Mountain High School sent 30 runners. The boys' team came in second, the girls' team third. Head coach Scott May was happy with the results.
I was counting PRs, so that stands for personal records. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of our 9 girls had personal records, lifetime personal records, so that's very exciting. It's a great course, gorgeous day, perfect for getting personal records.
Sandy Palke is Thunder Mountain's assistant coach.
What do your team members get out of this experience?
I think for most of them, running is really important, but they learn how to be part of a team. They learn how to work hard, be responsible for themselves, and then learn how to set goals and how to follow through on them. And those are great life lessons, not just for running.
The meet and associated travel was not just about the races. Like other coaches, May and Palke made sure students kept up with their schoolwork.
So it's a very important thing. We've already had 2 study sessions during this trip, and we'll have another one coming up here this afternoon. It's academics first. This is a distant second.
Overall, the top 2 girls were Thunder Mountain's Naomi Welling and Aaron Wallace. The top 2 boys were Ketchikan's Christopher Lano and Sylvan Blankenship. Those 2 were separated by only hundredths of a second. Petersburg's Jamie Cabral says that was measured using microchips attached to racers' bibs.
As soon as they cross the finish line and we turn the system on, the system picks up their chips. So it's a little bit more accurate times as they come across. It's instant data, too. So with putting it into a system, we can post results 2 minutes after the race is over.
Southeast cross-country runners have already met in Juneau and Metlakatla. They'll be in Sitka next week, followed by the regional championships in Ketchikan. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Petersburg.